In this week's art, Jan Wellinger visits Prague's Dogs Gallery of Contemporary Art, featuring a new exhibition by young Czech artist, avant-garde musician and assistant professor for the Academy of Fine Arts, Michal Cimala. We feature both an interview with the artist and samples of his industrial music.
Entitled Posun Shift, Michal Cimala's new show features everything from sketches to photographs as well as freestanding avant-garde sculptures, which also function as industrial musical instruments. The 35-year-old artist makes no secret that his work, made from plastic industrial piping, metal, and even old snowboards, his series of snow guitars, are all to a degree inspired by the bleak industrial area of Havířov, where he grew up. I spoke to Michal Cimala recently on site at the Dogs Gallery. The first thing we discussed were industrial influences.
This is simply from my childhood, because I'm born in a very industrial area close by Ostrava in Morava in Czech Republic. And this area is full of iron metal works, and the landscape looks sometimes very sad because the basic color is black. So this is a very strong and important influence for me from my early years.
Some people might say that you would have the opposite reaction, or some people would sort of have the opposite reaction and run from that kind of place. Did you go through any kind of phase where you wanted to escape from that area?
Yeah. It's exactly. The question is very, very pointed. Because I studied secondary school in a very nice area in Czech paradise, in a small city Turnov. So I escaped my area connected with industrial architecture and landscapes, and I spent a few years in a very nice environment in the middle of Czech Republic. The school was very small and specialized for jewelry design and blacksmith design and stone design. So I escaped into the totally another area.
I know you studied abroad, you studied at Umprum here.
Yes.
In the capital. When you did start coming back to industrial elements, was it through design first and then through your artwork later?
I tried to connect in my work through my school years at the Umprum some industrial influence with body art and jewelry design in the beginning, because my professor was Vratislav Novák, author of the Metronome, the pretty known sculpture in Prague, in the place where the Stalin was before. Later I escaped all that influences because I go to the stage to Berlin, and in that time I find new materials and I developed myself in a little bit different way of thinking. So I started to work with plastic plexiglass, and later in Prague I built first musical objects.
Going to discuss those, of course, but I want to talk a little bit about this material. It says here in the brochure that these yellow pipes were from, from gas companies.
Yes, it's probably from gas company, and I used to live in a part named Prenzlauerberg, and in our street some people repaired this pipeline, so I go every day to the school through the rest of that pipeline, maybe more than 1 month. And my professor asked me just, hey, Michal, what are you doing here? I didn't see some work from you. You are here 1 month. So another day, I just met another time those piece of pipeline. So I take it and started to work with this material. And I developed a special curve, and I cut this pipe. And I developed some experimental sculpture from plastic. Through my stay there, I have done two pieces, different pieces. Later, I took those pieces to Prague, and I I start to work from another way. I put inside some construction and pick up electric pickups from electric guitar. So I built my first instrument, and I call this Berlino, about the Berlin. In Italian language, it's Berlino, exactly like Berlin.
Some of the pieces that are exhibited here have very, very refined shapes. In the bright yellow, it almost is reminiscent of a Lamborghini or some fast car or something like that. How is it actually manufactured?
I just work simply with the kind of industrial material. It's polyethylene. And I just cut, and I work with very simply machines on it. So it's not cast, but sometimes it looks like cast. And because the first piece was yellow, I love this color simply, and I continue my work with yellow or black and yellow combination. And what is interesting, these yellow pipes are normally, you can find it just on the western part of Europe, and in the eastern part we have black pipes with yellow strips. Why, I don't know, but it is true. And I work also with that Eastern European material, black with yellow strips. And I find that it's so effective because you can see on my website what's going on. It looks a little bit like a combination of salamander animal, this special combination of colors.
I was fooled because I thought some of them were indeed molds. Because if you look at the snow guitars, which are cut from snowboards, there it's more obvious. There's more ragged line and on some of them anyways.
Yeah. This is another story. 4 years ago, one of my friends from our studios in Vysočany in Prague, we called this building Trafačka. It's a building full of artists, last 4 years. He gave me a broken snowboard, and I get idea to do some special guitar for my performance from that snowboard. So I simply cut it that shape, and I put the strings and pickup inside, and make a little bit design more weird than before. So it was the story about first snowboard, and I used this snowboard for my performance 1 or 1.5 years, then I sell it to one collector. So I lost this piece, and one of my friends asked the company, LTB Snowboards, if it's possible, gets some broken snowboards from this company, and they says just simply, yes, it's okay. So I work with that company. We are collaborate a little bit.
There's a very playful element to the guitar. Some of them are fuzzy. There's one which has antlers attached to it. What is your relationship to found object, or to the transformation of everyday objects? Yeah. Obviously, it's a very important element for you.
Yeah, I have two ways in my object work. One is to draw and then develop all parts of my objects seriously through myself. And another way, it's the snowboard way. It's more like assemblage, so it's connected to historical pieces, people like Max Ernst and Picasso, and especially Dadaist artists, this three-dimensional assemblages. So sometimes I collect special pieces more years, and then I have these parts spent in my studio a few years, and sometimes when I want to make a little bit fun, I started to work with these found pieces, or they we know from our usual life. So that's the relationship for it.
I wanted to ask you about the strings. Do you use, are they regular guitar strings, or are there different materials used for the strings?
Usually I started to work with the strings from electric guitar, because I rebuilt my electric guitar when I built a first instrument called Berlino. Then I turned my focus for the strings from bass guitar, and Now I work with strings from piano too, and with combination in between. The instrument, instruments have a possibility to tune these two strings. It's pretty easy, and it's just two-tone instrument, so you can play some minimal riffs or some glissandos, or you can use the technique from slide guitar. So it's not really difficult to play that instrument. So it's for people they are just feel music. It's not really for professional musicians, but they can use it also. And I built these instruments for myself because I want to have some special band and do some special shows. And now after 10 years I think I'm in the beginning of something, but I don't know what is it.
It's very cool though, because I was watching the long video that you have on your website, where you play and you're playing the two off of each other, and you have the helmet on, and you look like you're enjoying yourself very much. But the range, the industrial kind of sound and the space, the range is actually surprising to me. Do you enjoy this aspect, the live aspect of performance?
Yes, of course. The live aspect of performance is the best. Is the best. You can enjoy it if you are prepared well, and if you have some experience before. So I have some experience with the audience because we have a band more than 7 years. But I'm always nervous before performance. This new video we shot in our studio in Vysočany, in old industrial building, and it's first video where it's possible to watch how the instruments, how you can play the instrument, which sticks and electromotors I use. So the video is more than 10 minutes long, and why? It's because it's video for exhibition, and I didn't calculate with the fact that someone spent 10 minutes ahead of this video, because you go to another exhibition, this building is huge. So it's just to see 1 minute what's going on, and later when you come back, you can be surprised with some new stuff, because I demonstrate how I use the snow guitars also.